This is Piedmont Arts. I'm David Borax. The Charlotte Strings Collective is a five-year-old ensemble of string players from around the Charlotte area on a mission to promote the music of Black composers, past and present. The group organized in 2020 amid the COVID-19 lockdown and the whirlwind of Black Lives Matter protests. They perform concerts around the region as well as at conferences and schools, says member Mira Frisch.
We play only string music by Black composers, historically important composers like William Grant Still and Florence Price, all the way up to living composers like the two we have here today.
This week on Piedmont Arts, we talk about the group's origins and music with Frisch and two other Charlotte Strings Collective members, Adrian Gordon and Madison Bush. Gordon and Bush are also composers, and we've been listening to Bush's piece, Columns. More of that ahead, as well as Phil Vavra's weekly fanfare segment, with a few ideas for your entertainment week ahead from Charlotte to Boone to Brevard. The Charlotte Strings Collective is a professional ensemble of music students, professors, and graduates of UNC Charlotte, Davidson College, Winthrop University, and Northwest School of the Arts. Some have day jobs with the Charlotte Symphony and other local orchestras, and they have freelance musicians, private string teachers, and public school music educators. I'll let you guys introduce yourselves.
My name is Mira Frisch, and I play cello. I'm the cello professor at UNC Charlotte, and I've been playing with Charlotte Strings Collective since we started.
My name is Madison Bush. I am a Winthrop alum. I have a music composition degree, and I have also been with the Charlotte Strings Collective since 2020.
All right, I'm Adrian Gordon, and my principal instrument is violin, but I am also a composer and author. I'm currently the director of orchestras at Providence Day School in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Well, it's great to meet all of you guys, and welcome to the Piedmont Arts Podcast. Besides the three of you, how many others are there, and what are their backgrounds or professions?
About 20 people, and it's split between violin, viola, cello, and bass. We even have someone that regularly joins us who's a hip-hop artist. He's fantastic, young citizen. We have people who are part of the Charlotte Symphony. We have people who are part of, I believe, Davidson College.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers, alumni, everybody's really included. Anyone who wants to contribute and promote the cause of the Charlotte String Collective.
And what is that cause? Mira, tell us a little bit about the mission and how you got started.
We developed in 2020 as part of the Black Lives Matter movement, and we play only string music by Black composers, historically important composers like William Grant Still and Florence Price, all the way up to living composers like the two we have here today, Adrian Gordon and Madison Bush, who've written pieces that we've performed.
Say a little bit more about your origin story there, what was going on in 2020, and why this seemed like a good way to channel your energy.
Well, the murder of George Floyd and the nationwide protests happened, of course, while we were all stuck at home, unable to play music together. And so the first thing that happened that really created Charlotte Strings Collective was a group of colleagues, students, and friends coming together to play one piece of music in a virtual manner using one of those apps that people were using to play music together while apart during the pandemic. And we performed together a piece called Mother and Child by William Grant Still. Beautiful piece. And our rendition of that using the a cappella app is to this day, I think, still available on YouTube. And we really enjoyed playing together, and we didn't want our message to just be a one-time event. We really wanted to create something special and more long-lasting. And I think we've all discovered how much string music there is by Black composers from all eras. We have trouble every time we program a new concert picking what it is that we want to play because there's just too much excellent music out there.
Madison, I wanted to ask you, were there at the beginning. Tell me about how you got involved and how you remember the origin of the group.
So one of our members, violinist Carrie Giles, she was my violin professor at the time, and she invited me herself to join in on this project. I was, of course, thrilled seeing the protests and the uprisings in 2020. You know, it was hard to feel like I could just jump in on that myself and, you know, that sort of grassroots movement plus some electoralism is really, really cool. And then in the periphery, you'll have art like this that conveys the same message. So when we do music focusing on Black composers and such, it still carries that same message, and it's very important to me that art is reflective of the times. And so since then, it's just been really nice being able to do this.
You guys have mentioned a couple of composers' names, but what is in your repertoire? Walk me through some of that.
We've got everything. Literally, I say it's not like your grandfather's matinee show. It's really a musical ride for the audience, which is why I think our ensembles become more popular in the city. We really have everything from contemporary music that myself and Madison have composed. You have wonderful composers like William Grant Still and Joseph Malone. We've got poets that come in. We've got hip hop artists. I think that's what really makes our ensemble special, that you really run the gamut of everything, and people just love to hear that. It's not your typical concert, and we're just kind of changing the trajectory of what a concert can be, just kind of redefining that.
Just to add to what Adrian said, some other composers that we have featured, but we have a member of our group, Taylor Bird, who plays viola with us, who's also a K-12 string teacher in the community, and she's done a number of compositions. She specializes in setting of hymns and spirituals for string ensemble. And then we've also played some kind of nationally or internationally recognized living composers, such as Jesse Montgomery, Tanya Leone, Dorothy Rudd Moore, lots of contemporary music, both by artists in our ensemble and also internationally recognized living composers.
Well, Madison, you're a violinist and you've also written for the group. What's that been like?
It's been a joy and a pleasure, honestly. We have such a talented group of players, and as a young composer who's, just come out of college, and it's just nice having an ensemble willing to play your music. And so that is honestly one of the number one things. And they always treat it and me as the composer with great respect, and I do feel very much like a part of the collective in that way as well. I know I can push some limits and some boundaries as far as techniques go, or as far as difficulty goes with this group. And it's just really nice being able to write music for a group, knowing it will be performed, as opposed to just sitting in my computer files until the end of time.
Let's hear a little bit of one of your compositions. Here's the Charlotte Strings Collective playing Columns. That's the Charlotte Strings Collective playing Columns by member and violinist Madison Bush. Adrian, you're also a composer. Let me ask you the same question. You've written for the group. How do you approach that, and what's that been like?
The group has just been really supportive of programming anything that I've written. They have a certain amount of trust in what I'm doing, and I trust them. And the most recent piece that we played was a new piece that I've written called Visions of Tomorrow. And I was commissioned to write it from my school, Providence Day School, for the opening of their brand new building called the Auerbach Hall. So they wanted something that was kind of homegrown. So I was able to kind of visualize the building coming down, the previous building, and the land being cleared, and the new building coming up, and seeing what all the architectural plans were. So that was, and it's a really nice piece. very adventurous, very almost heroic. But yeah, that was a lot of fun that we performed at our last concert.
Well, why don't we play a little bit of that one right now? This is Visions of Tomorrow by Adrian Gordon. That's Visions of Tomorrow by Adrian Gordon, played by the Charlotte Strings Collective. We're talking this week on the Piedmont Arts Podcast with Gordon and two other members of the group, Mira Frisch and Madison Bush. Adrian, you guys have mentioned a couple of places that you've played at over the years. What kinds of places do you like to play at?
Well, I'll say we just performed it recently at Free Range Brewing, and that was awesome. It was a packed house, and it was such a diverse concert. We had our poet, Maurice Norman. We had our resident hip hop artist, Young Citizen, which is fantastic. We had pieces from Madison. We had one of my or two of my pieces. We did some Joseph Malone. It was like just a good mix of everything. And once we were finished, the crowd just looked out like, "Wait, why don't we want more?" And that was just such a great feeling to know that we've just taken the audience on this ride from classical to hip hop to, you know, poetry. It was just a really fantastic concert. So I love concerts that we do just like that.
I love the idea of taking the audience for a ride in that way. It sounds like a lot of fun. Someone else want to comment on the kinds of places that you play and what you like?
Sure. We've had the pleasure of playing in some concert halls, the concert halls at universities, UNC Charlotte and Winthrop, and we have also collaborated with Davidson College. We will be performing at Central Piedmont Community College in the fall. And we've also performed at the through the Blumenthal Arts Organization at the Blumenthal and the Knight Theaters, which is really special. But we really enjoy playing out in the community. So we played at Five Points Plaza in West Charlotte in an outdoor summer concert series presented by the City of Charlotte, where we were partnered with three different vocalists, primarily hip hop vocalists, where Madison Bush created string arrangements so that we could do this cross-genre collaboration with them, very much inspired by the WDAV Noteworthy concerts that some of us were lucky enough to be involved with a few years ago. We performed at those, you know, a series of four outdoor summer concerts at that venue for the community. And we've really enjoyed playing all over the community at various churches, indoor and outdoor non-traditional venues. We really enjoy reaching people in all sorts of different ways.
You talked about how you came into being in 2020. This was a strange time for us. The COVID virus was circulating. People were uncertain about that. Many of us were in lockdowns. And then George Floyd was murdered, and that sparked this nationwide outpouring of protest and rallying and supporting Black Lives Matter. I wonder if you could talk about how the climate has changed and what it's like to be doing this thing that was inspired by that movement at a time when, you know, the national climate has shifted.
It's a tough question because the climate has shifted multiple times, multiple ways since we initially came together. For a while, it seemed like every organization and educational institution was really on board publicly with our mission. And, you know, unfortunately, in my opinion, things have shifted again with the current political climate, to the point where it seems to me that some institutions are a little fearful of promoting equity, diversity, and inclusion in the same way that they were a few years ago. And so I think that becomes just a little trickier for us to manage. For example, I don't expect that we're going to get the same type of grant funding that we were able to get a few years ago, but I'm still very hopeful that our ensemble can be successful and that we can find sources of funding that are just as supportive
financially of our mission going forward, we're just going to have to be a little creative about how we do that.
So the climate for funding and for nonprofits has changed. But Adrian, the way you were describing the reception to your music and that sort of thing makes me think that the audiences are still there. The audiences are still receptive.
Yeah, I think regardless of the political climate, I think the people are hungry to hear these underrepresented voices. And I think the music is just really important in this day and age. And I think there's a desire to change the trajectory and have a new canon of music that doesn't just promote Western classical tradition. I really think people want more. And I don't think people are saying, hey, we can't have those older pieces. I think they're saying, let's have everything. I think let's have the music that we perform reflect the population and just the rich tapestry of the country. Let's just have it reflect all of that. So I think that regardless of what's going on, I think people are really hungry for that. And I don't think that's going to go away. No matter what people try and do, it's not going to go away. You can't silence the music, you know?
Madison, you've been with the group since the founding. What are your aspirations for it? Where would you like to see Charlotte Strings Collective go?
No, I've actually been conflicted about it. I have thought about it personally. I think another cool part of the Charlotte Strings Collective is the fact that it's local and that it is really community focused. Mainly in Charlotte. I myself am from Columbia, South Carolina, but I drive up for it. And there's this element of taking what's already in Charlotte in lesser known or disenfranchised communities of Charlotte and making it pop up, making it bigger and drawing more attention to it. And I think that's one of the things I like about it so much. Would I be opposed to us expanding and maybe traveling, leaving the state? Not necessarily, but our roots are very important to me, that we stay true to bringing out the people that don't have a voice as loud as ours. If we can primarily focus on that aspect of it, that would be ideal, in my opinion. That's what I would like to see.
Adrian Gordon, Madison Bush, and Mira Frisch, thank you so much for joining us here on Piedmont Arts.
Thank you for having us.
You can see and hear the Charlotte Strings Collective this fall, including a concert November 17th at Central Piedmont Community College in Charlotte. For details on that and other dates, check the website, charlottestringscollective.org. And speaking of dates, Phil Vavra has a few for you in his weekly fanfare update. Phil?
Hey, thanks, David. July is coming to a close with an eclectic lineup of activities and events, including improv comedy and award-winning drama. If you're a fan of the TV show Whose Line Is It Anyway, you might want to check this out. Blumenthal Arts Stage Door Theater in Uptown Charlotte is hosting the Royal Improv Festival by Queen City Comedy, a one-of-a-kind annual event highlighting local, national, and international improv acts. And the four-day festival includes shows, workshops, improv jams, and more, July 24th through 27th. And Appalachian Summer winds down with a fun performance by Pink Martini featuring China Forbes at Appalachian State University's Schaefer Center for the Performing Arts in Boone at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, July 26th. Since 1994, Pink Martini has been blending classical, jazz, and old-fashioned pop while performing in 22 languages around the world. The 2025 Brevard Music Center Summer Music Festival continues with more compelling performances. Jurassic Park in Concert features a screening of the 1993 movie with John Williams' soundtrack performed live by the Brevard Sinfonia on Saturday, July 26th. The Miro Quartet will perform works by Haydn, Ginastera, and Debussy on Monday, July 28th. And the renowned Richard Good will be at the piano to play Beethoven and Schumann on Wednesday, July 30th. A couple of plays to put on your radar. Described as Modern Family meets Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, Paul Oakley Stovall's play Immediate Family is making its Southeast premiere at Blumenthal Arts Booth Playhouse in Charlotte, July 29th through August 31st. It's directed by Broadway and television veteran Felicia Rashad. Blumenthal Arts is also presenting Life of Pi at the Belk Theater uptown from July 29th through August 3rd, winner of 3 Tony Awards and the Olivier Award for Best Play. It's based on the 2001 novel about a 16-year-old boy who survives a shipwreck in the middle of the Pacific Ocean on a lifeboat with a hyena, a zebra, an orangutan, and a Bengal tiger named Richard Parker. I've heard the puppetry and visual effects are amazing. Even more performances, exhibits, and festivals are on my complete fanfare column at WDAV.org, and I'll talk to you again next week. David?
Thanks, Phil. That's it for the Piedmont Arts Podcast this week. You can listen to past episodes and subscribe to the podcast at WDAV.org/podcasts. I'm David Borax.